Anti-bullying experts at the Positive Schools Mental Health and Wellbeing Conference say mobilising bystanders is going to be the most effective way to target bullying in schools. Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg is a psychologist and a child behaviour expert. He says there's an opinion among Australians that a little bit of bullying helps to build character, but this is simply not the case. He told the Positive Schools Conference peer intervention is a strategy that has been proven to work and should be a starting point for schools.
I think that probably in terms of all of the strategies that are available to us, this is the one with the clearest evidence base, and it's the one that holds the most prospect of working.
A recurring theme of the conference was that most bullying situations could be diffused in under 10 seconds if a peer jumped in. Dr. Carr-Gregg says if teachers can provide students with the skills and confidence to stand up to bullies, we can go a long way towards making schools a safer environment.
So wouldn't it be great if we actually gave kids, as part of their education, the skills, the knowledge, the strategies to intervene? So, for example, we know that if I'm witnessing someone being bullied, we know from the research that a statement like, "That's not the way we treat people here," can make a huge difference. 10-second intervention can make a difference.
Researcher Dr. Donna Cross, who spoke at the conference, says it's difficult to motivate children to intervene as most are afraid to take action alone.
What we need to do is to get them all to realise that none of them like that bullying behaviour, and as an explicit classroom activity, showing kids that everybody feels that way and what action and uprising could they create if they all work together to respond.
Dr. Cross says many bullies see their behaviour as a way to become popular and make more friends.
Most of the children who bully have learned this behaviour by observing it as being powerful. You wouldn't take it on if you didn't think it was a good behaviour. And often they think it's a good behaviour to have friends because they can be powerful and people will come to them because that's what they've observed around them. What they need is to learn other ways to make friends and to be popular and to recognise that bullying isn't the only way.
Dr. Cross says in society there's a habit of passing the buck when it comes to taking a stand against bullying, with most people hoping someone else will deal with the problem.
I think it's a phenomenon that exists in society. People don't take action if they see a crime because it's the police job to do it. And I think what we have to do in a primary school environment and secondary is that they see they have a social responsibility to their friends and to their peers and that they can take positive action that will be effective.
Journalist Tony Jones hosted the conference and says he wished he'd done more to help prevent bullying in his school years.
I saw kids more vulnerable than myself get bullied. You know, I tended to stay away as a bystander from other incidents, not want to get involved because you'll be targeted by the nasty characters who are doing these things.
However, Mr. Jones says he's tried to teach his own kids to learn from his mistakes and always help if they see someone being bullied.
Look for those people and try and help them. Don't ever let something like this happen in front of you without intervening. I didn't intervene. I feel really bad about it, looking back at my own childhood. And so I tell them that as a sort of object lesson.
If you or someone you know are having problems with bullying, you can contact the Kids Helpline on 1800 55 1800 or Lifeline on 13 11 14.